We now have several stories on two quite separate themes, football and animals. We're not going to report on England's progress in the European Cup, as this edition is going to press before the England-Denmark game. However, we can report that the Euros have been a shot in the arm for Norfolk pubs. Norwich City will have a new sponsor for the 2021-2022 season. Unfortunately, it is not the controversial BK8 gambling company. Our animal reports start with news that a 100-year-old tortoise is looking for a new home. Animatronic dinosaurs are coming to a Norwich shopping centre, and T-Rex sculptures are ready for the breakneck trail. Finally, a rare and beautiful recording of the Dawn Chorus in Breckland has been released. Here is Stephen with news of the Euro's impact.
England's Euro 2020 campaign is providing a much-needed shot in the arm for hospitality traders able to show the game. However, the message from publicans is clear. We still need your help. After an agonising 18 months of stop-start trade, Harry Kane and company are providing an extra incentive for people to visit their local. But while it is welcome, publicans say the upturn in trade is a drop in the ocean when stacked up against the losses suffered during the pandemic. Andrew Bunn of Ideal Events, which is behind the fan parks at Arena in Sprouston and the University of East Anglia, said the matches had easily proven the most successful events the company had organised since the pandemic began. Tyrone Harold, who runs Branford's in Caister, said, "The restrictions have meant we are taking much less than during the last World Cup, but it has definitely been a big shot in the arm." Mr. Harold invested in a marquee for the venue's outdoor terrace, which he said had been a godsend, as it did allow him to accommodate larger groups. He added, "I think without the marquee we would probably have been in real trouble, and some other pubs I've seen have been next to empty."
Following the BK8 controversy, Norwich City has announced Lotus Cars as the club's new front-of-shirt sponsor for the 2021-22 Premier League season. As part of the agreement, the iconic Lotus logo will feature across City's first team, academy, women's kit and training wear. The partnership sees a return of the Lotus logo to the front of the Norwich City first team shirt, with the brand having previously featured on the club's away jersey between 2003 and 2006. This included the Lotus green away shirt during the club's 2003-04 nationwide Division One promotion winning season under Nigel Worthington. Chief Operating Officer Ben Kensel said, "We're delighted and excited to be able to confirm Lotus as our new front-of-shirt sponsors." Through the club's many dealings with the Lotus team, led by Group CEO Mr. Feng Qingfeng and Managing Director Matt Windle, our relationship has grown from strength to strength. Since Lotus has proudly sponsored our training centre and we've worked together on some great initiatives for our junior supporters, with a logo featuring on junior kits for the last few seasons, we are now delighted to be taking our partnership to the next level, and we're all excited to see the Lotus logo return to our first team match kits. Lotus has committed that every employee across the world receives their very own Norwich City replica shirt.
Norwich City has announced Lotus as its new Premier League shirt sponsor, but the deal goes deeper than kit, writes Eleanor Pringle. Norwich City has some bridges to rebuild. Management at the football club rightly fell in the estimation of its fans after signing a shirt sponsor with a checkered social media presence, to put it lightly. Scantily clad women is a far cry from the family-owned Premier League image which attracts fans from around the world. So the Carroll Road team had to get themselves back in the driver's seat. Lotus's squeaky clean, high-end brand is exactly the vehicle to get them there. Let's not forget that the two have an existing and beneficial relationship. The sports car manufacturer was previously the Canaries' away shirt sponsor from 2003 to 2006. The Hethel-based company has also sponsored the club's training centre and academy in recent years. This is a brand which really cares about where it comes from. You just have to talk to their staff, visit their site. Every time I interview Lotus bosses, I ask them if they have any plans to leave Norfolk. The question is met with a mixture of surprise and incredulity. Why would we? They want to be here. They're proud to be. They've just spent £100 million on infrastructure to prove it. So this partnership ticks every box for both organisations. Norwich City is back in the big league with a badge on its breast it can be proud of. Lotus is backing a Norfolk institution with reach far beyond the racetrack. And let's be honest, fast cars and footballers, it's a match made in heaven.
A tortoise, bought from Harrods, which is believed to be 100 years old, is among a raft of the reptiles in search of a new home. The Norfolk Tortoise Club, based in Mulbarton, has seen a post-lockdown surge in people choosing to give up looking after the pets. The centre currently has around 25 of the shell-dwelling slow coaches desperately in need of new homes of varying ages, breeds and sizes, after seeing an unprecedented rise in demand for its services. Eleanor Titsana, the club's founder, said, "I think a combination of factors have meant we have seen a real increase in the number of people wanting to rehome their tortoise. I think maybe some people have found that the pandemic has caused a change in their financial situations and they can no longer keep them. And we do also have a few whose owners have passed away from COVID as well. All that adds up." Among the tortoises in need of a new home is Elsie, who was bought from Harrods department store when she was a baby and is now believed to be 100 years old. She found herself homeless after her previous owner died from COVID-19. And another is 70-year-old male Pickle, who has lived in Norfolk his entire life and has been passed down two generations. Miss Titsana said, "Pickle would make a lovely pet for a young family. He is a second-generation pet, but his owner is now retiring and will be travelling around more, so feels it would be best for him to find a new home." The club, which offers full tuition to people wanting to take a tortoise on, has recently launched a membership scheme and its own Amazon wish list.
Dinosaur fever is spreading across the city ahead of Dippy's visit to Norwich Cathedral, with the Castle Quarter planning a whole host of themed activities. Five dinosaur sculptures will be stomping into the shopping centre from Thursday, July 22nd until Thursday, August the 5th. The Jurassic visitors will be hiding across the four floors, waiting for explorers of all ages to discover them. There will be sculptures of a Stegosaurus, Triceratops, Velociraptor, Allosaurus, and Parasaurolophus. Families can fill in a trail sheet and be entered into a prize draw to win a £50 voucher to spend in their favourite Castle Quarter shop. There will also be some animatronic dinosaurs at the centre for meet and greet sessions every Tuesday from August the 10th to the 31st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with no booking required. This will include a T-Rex, Raptor, Spinosaurus and even some newly hatched baby dinosaurs, with fun fossil discovery sessions also taking place. Robert Bradley, centre manager at Castle Quarter, said, "It's terrific to have our family events back on at Castle Quarter and to give everyone the chance to have a Jurassic encounter this summer. Dinosaur fever is rising in Norwich, with Dippy at the Cathedral arriving mid-July and the fantastic Break Wild in Art, Go Go Discover T-Rex Trail coming to the city too. We can't wait to see families stomping along to all these dino-inspired activities and enjoying time together." The Natural History Museum's iconic Diplodocus cast will be in Norwich Cathedral's nave from July 13 until October 30, and the Go-Go Discover T-Rex Trail runs from July 12 until September 11, with 20 sculptures across the city. Both are free to visit, and other dinosaur events include Norwich Bids City Food Trail, running from July 12 until August 22nd, with over 25 restaurants offering Jurassic-themed dishes, and the Brick Dinos Lego exhibition at the Forum from July 19 until August 30.
Organisers of the Go-Go Discover T-Rex Trail have been hard at work behind the scenes, making sure the 2-metre sculptures are looking their best when they stampede into the city. Run by East Anglian children's charity Break, the trail begins on Monday, July the 12th, with a total of 21 sculptures gracing the city centre streets until Saturday, September the 11th. Each T-Rex has been coated in antimicrobial varnish by artist Mick Richardson, and the trail rangers, all volunteers, will support the maintenance programme with weekly cleaning and checks. Mr. Richardson is a former RAF instructor who had a drastic career change to become an artist in 2006. Meanwhile, Petanco Construction Limited and Grand Line Plastering Limited have teamed up to supply and pay for the one-ton concrete plinths that the T-Rex sculptures stand on. The companies are also supporting the 2022 Step Mammoth Trail, which is being extended across Norfolk. Louise Reeve, Social Value and Engagement Manager at Pentaco, said, "This is the first Break Trail that we have been involved in, and we are so pleased to help Break, both financially and logistically, and support its vital work. We make the plinths with concrete ones for the T-Rex that will be outdoors and wooden ones for the four inside. We've seen the 21 T-Rex and we can't wait to see them unleashed on the streets." While the trail is free, people who have enjoyed sculptures can donate to Break via text or on the website. so BREAK can continue to transform the lives of vulnerable children and young people across the region. Text TREX, T-R-E-X, to 785 to donate £3.
A wildlife enthusiast who gained national recognition for his perfect recording of a dawn chorus has released a digital version to highlight the scourge of noise pollution. Breckland's Dawn Chorus, captured by Andrew Flintham at Thompson between Wotton and Thetford, was the best-selling wildlife recording of the 1990s. The 70-minute clip gave listeners a rare, undisturbed insight into the beauty of morning birdsong symphony. But Mr. Flintham's efforts also showcased the immense modern-day impact of humans on the natural world. It took him 9 attempts to achieve a flawless recording back in 1993, and he says the same today would be impossible. Nevertheless, it has not stopped the music producer from re-releasing his creation online to appeal to a new audience. Breckland's Dawn Chorus is a unique recording made in just one take very early one morning in beautiful woodland, said Mr. Flintham, who lives in Newton Flotman. You can hear an array of birds within an uninterrupted chorus and, for many of us who spend much of our time in front of computers, it offers a unique escape from our busy and stressful lives. Breckland's Dawn Chorus is now available for download from brecklandsdawnchorus.bandcamp.com. Mr. Flintham, 58, hopes the track will appeal to those who have felt drawn to nature during the pandemic and encourage them to appreciate and protect their natural surroundings. The actor and voiceover artist has, however, lamented the challenge of repeating his feat. For those who don't want to be up and out in a forest at 4 a.m., this is a wonderful way to experience a truly English dawn chorus, he added. But it would be completely impossible to make a recording like this today because there is just too much noise pollution. I've even spent time recording in the Scottish Highlands, but on every occasion when I listened back afterwards, I could hear a road or an aeroplane in the distance.